All right, so, man, when this story broke, not the Alden Smith story, but the European soccer story, I immediately thought of about 500 different things. One of them being, could this be pulled off in the United States in any capacity from any of the big sports? And I thought of college football first,
mm-hmm.
that the only sport that you probably could do this is you get the 12 schools that are always there, and you say to them...
Now set it up for
non-soccer
people.
I am. You say to these college football, or I guess they're the 12 or 15 of them that are always there, like, we're going to start our own thing. We're going to break away from the NCAA, and we're just going to do whatever and play each other, and we're going to make all the money because everybody's going to watch us on TV. But this can't happen in any other sport because it already is kind of happening. And what's going on is... The big teams all across Europe, Italy, Spain,
UK, and England.
Yes.
Germany at this point does not look involved.
But they will be.
I would think, but...
Bayern Munich is going to
be involved. I also think a lot of the German clubs, and maybe all of them, are partly owned by the community. And, well, I want to stop short of acting like I know for sure that, but that's what I've heard, is that there is more... sort of community ownership that would keep these the break off from happening. So the break off happening appears to be one that would generate tons and tons and tons of more money, but it would not trickle down at anywhere close to the same rate that the current system does. Therefore, the big cats get even bigger and kind of ignore the people that have been suckling at the teat, if you will.
Sure.
And you know.
It's not their fault, though.
It's basically the Longhorn Networkification of European soccer, right?
In a way, yeah.
We're not sharing with you. Sorry. This is our network. We will keep all the proceeds. We will keep all the money. And if you want us to stay in your conference, we'll also get a bigger cut of that. And so Texas kind of pulled this off to a certain extent 10 years ago. But clearly they did not have many teams willing to necessarily break off. I'm sure they would have been all for it, though. And it's weird to hear you say that, though, that you instantly thought, how would that work here? And I guess college football is sort of a model that could follow this. But honestly, what's happening, in my opinion, is those people over there are trying to emulate the U.S. system of monopolies.
And I heard you talking with the boys earlier. You know, this is kind of – this all started whenever this league, the Premiership, and some of the other international clubs – were the prominent ones were looking for ownership groups that could really, really spend. And mm-hmm. so they couldn't look just within the neighborhood of Liverpool. You know, you had to expand. And if that meant going to Bahrain, if that meant going to Boston.
Or China.
Yeah.
Or you know, I mean, they have owners of English soccer clubs from all over the world, including Tom Hicks bought Liverpool once upon a time and has since... thankfully sold Liverpool, but yes, there have been a number of U.S. investors, and I assume the U.S. investors do not like the full meritocracy that you know English and European soccer have established over well over 100 years.
This is a Jerry Jones move.
Oh,
100% a Jerry Jones move where, screw this. This is stupid. It doesn't make any sense financially. Let's just go ahead and do our own thing. And now they want to stay. These clubs, they're going to start their own Super League, as they're calling it. But they also want to stay, obviously, within the confines of their own leagues.
Their own domestic leagues.
So it's just for one tournament, though, correct?
Well, it is, but the domestic leagues definitely see what that would do to the current system, and it would also cut them out of massive amounts of television. They, I suppose, could attempt to continue their own Champions League, but without any of the clubs that people tune in for automatically, with the possible exception of the German heavyweights. And therefore... the monies there would dry up or perhaps even go to the Super League. And so these domestic leagues are saying we have to act swiftly and at least consider kicking all of these clubs out of their leagues and say, if you think you're still going to be in the domestic league, for instance, the English Premier League is the League of England. There's 92 teams, and the top level has 20 of them. And they have always been buoyed by the six heavyweights, and we're talking Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, the three big London clubs, the two big clubs in Manchester, United and City, and then Liverpool. So those six teams, much like Cowboys, you know, Steelers, the top six teams in the NFL do well over 50% of the revenue collecting, you know, the TV ratings. Well, that's the same thing over there. You know, with all due respect to West Brom, Burnley, they are not getting TV numbers.
They're gonna get fired.
You know, they're putting all of their money in those big boys' baskets, just like in the Big 12. You know, the Texas and Oklahoma games will always be the primetime slots, always. And you know, so the midweek, we're going to go play in our own league and keep $400 million per team per year. And then, of course, we'll buy more players and we'll dominate our domestic leagues and the circle will keep turning. The domestic leagues are like, well, wait a minute. Our entire way of living will cease to exist. We need the collective revenue to basically feed the four levels of English soccer. And so the little guy can still, you know, make payroll and just all the things that trickle down. And, you know, it's not revenue sharing all the way down to 92, but it is revenue sharing at each level. And so it is a piece of the pie, and there is a massive windfall if you get promoted, but a massive decrease if you get relegated. And they're going to take all of that completely out of the mix if they get all of the money to the big dogs. Like, nope. You wonder how anybody else will have a payroll that's even, you know, a fourth of what these big clubs will be able to do.
So what I don't understand, and we're going to have Peter Welpton on to help us
walk us through this. Will understand this way better than I do, I think. Because I still don't know what to think. I don't know if it's just new. And so that's throwing me off. And in 5 years, we'll all say, this is great. Why didn't we think of this sooner? Or because the NFL-AFL merger was, you know, oh, what are we doing here? You know, and you know, the original Premier League, all of these things were the big money people doing in their best interest and in a way growing the game globally because it's all through television in any sport now. But
so do they have enough clout, though? Does the Premiership have enough clout to say, all right, you guys, you're out. You're out of the league. And then would the teams then be like, oh, we were just joking. We went back in.
I think that's what we're all waiting to see, because the Premier League doesn't want to carry on without the six teams that basically make all their money.
I mean, you get into a game of liar's poker at that point.
Yeah, like what would the NFL look like without the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Redskins, the Steelers, the Packers?
It'd be a real problem.
Yeah,
it would be a real problem if all of your name brands went away and you tried to act like, oh, we're fine. And then on the other hand, what does Liverpool and Manchester United do on the weekend? Just play each other 40 times?
And then it's not, I'm sorry, that's not a good thing
for
anybody involved.
So this upsets me greatly, but I'm not positive where we go from here. Like I was telling Dan, 24 hours ago, I thought this was a massive bluff to, once again, I mean, this happens every 5 years. Oh, we're going to leave if you guys don't give us more money. All right, here's more money. Okay, see you guys in 5 years. We'll do this again. But this one doesn't look like a bluff because they've literally signed papers now, as I understand it. They've literally resigned from posts inside UEFA. And, this feels different. But
people are flipping out,
dude. Oh, people are globally. Absolutely,
and nobody is for this outside of the owners. That's what I can't figure out.
Yes, the clubs themselves, the players themselves, the coaches themselves—they all are against this because they know this is the fiber of our being.
Yes,
it would be like the Cowboys trying to leave the NFL, and then you go ask, you know, Dak, hey, what do you think about leaving the NFL? What? I can't even compute that. That's all I've ever worked for. What do you mean we're leaving the NFL and making our own league?
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.